Oh, I've enjoyed it immensely. It's been a completely different kind of challenge to cycling on a velodrome, but I've been learning with some of the best guys in the sport. You know, the GT Academy at Nissan, they're experts at bringing on novices to professional level. And my teammate for this weekend, Jan Mardenborough, he's probably the most famous graduate from their scheme. He's come from playing, you know, video games online to competing in the GP3 series. He's won a round of the GP3 series already this year. He's competed at Le Mans. He's been on the podium at Le Mans. So it's quite a remarkable transition that they're able to help novices make. So I'm trying to take advantage of that and hopefully try and do the same.
And usually alongside Alex, your teammate, he's not here this weekend. Are you feeling that you're learning a lot from him? That's another big name within motorsport.
Yeah, Alex Buncombe, you know, he's incredibly experienced in GT racing. He's been a big help to me. Wolfgang Reip as well. He was my teammate in Spa the last round where we got our first podium finish. So, you know, we're very lucky. We have so many drivers within the team who can come down and partner up with me. I think the big question is, why do they keep running away after, you know, they spend a weekend with me and they say never again? I don't know if I'm putting them off or something.
Let's talk a little bit about Spa. You must have been absolutely reeling after that weekend. Like you said, a podium for you. What was it like to get a podium within this medium compared to what you're used to?
It was very different, I think, because, again, I'm still very much a novice, very much learning, and everything's new and exciting, whereas with the cycling you were always aiming to win, you're always hoping and expecting to win, really. So it came out of the blue a little bit, because we hadn't the best result until that point was 7th at Silverstone. So it was an amazing experience, and what a place to do it. I mean, Spa is one of the iconic tracks in the sort of the world calendar, so a great experience, great circuit, and a lot of fun.
And to be racing around these circuits, Brands Hatch alone is a legendary circuit, but to be on a podium at Spa, every racing driver dreams to do that. And you've come in your first year, you get a podium at Spa.
Yeah, I've been very lucky to have that as my first podium. It's such an iconic place, and when I first arrived at the track, it was wet, and it's quite an intimidating circuit as well. You know, you've got Eau Rouge is probably the most famous corner, but Blanchimont as well, that's another famous one. And it requires commitment, it requires a bit of bravery as well, because there's really high-speed corners. But when you get it right, it's such a rewarding place, you know. And it's as soon as I finished, you know, you finish the race, you're hot, sweaty, adrenaline, you're tired. You just want to get back out there and do it again. It's that kind of place. And Brands is very similar. You know, it's you know, Paddock Hill Bend, one of the most famous corners in motorsport in the UK, certainly. Loads of undulations, loads of changes in gradient, fast corners. There's absolutely no runoff whatsoever. So if you get it wrong, you're going to be in the gravel or worse. So it takes complete commitment, but precision driving, and haven't quite got there yet, but, you know, I'm taking steps towards that.
And just finally, what does the future hold for you now? Are you going to carry on in motorsport next year?
Well, I would love to continue on. The aim, the dream is to compete at Le Mans in 2016, possibly. But it's a big change from GT cars, which are quite heavy, quite slidey. You know, there's a fair bit of downforce, but not a huge amount compared to the LMP cars, which are very light, very nimble, even faster, and more grip. So at the moment I've no idea, but it'll be with Nissan, with their GT Academy, and just hopefully still benefiting from their experience.